Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bird Show.
There is a crazy phenomenon that when you get 1 mile outside the city center of the worst place on earth, Tampa, Florida, the entire vibe shifts. And I'm going to tell you exactly why. So if you know my history with Tampa, that's where most my family lives. It's where most my family is moving to. I grew up in a place called Jacksonville, but everyone's kind of migrating more south because Tampa is just a little bit more aesthetic. But the problem is every time I go to Tampa, my mom gets really excited about the possibility of me meeting the love of my life in Tampa. So I get trapped there for the rest of my life. But the problem is, Tampa has a very specific type of man that I like to call the Miami reject. He's not a Tampa native. Let me make this very clear that I'm not speaking about Tampa natives when I talk about my hatred for this city. It is the transplants that make this city the worst. And there's a specific type of guy that moves to Tampa. He tries Miami first. He probably can't afford it. His like Oracle job or whatever he can't get promoted to, has to move him to Tampa. So now he's in Tampa and he's trying to make it Miami, but the vibe is just not the same. Tampa is kind of a smaller town vibe. It's very like chill. It's a beach town. And so every time I go to Tampa, it's just like the worst type of man. They insult you in some way. They treat you like you are a lady of the night. It is just not the vibe. And so I have now been on this tour with my family to tell them that they all need to move to the city over. It's literally you cross a bridge and you're in a place called St. Pete.
Okay.
And I am here to like head up the tourism industry for St. Pete because the vibe is completely different in St. Pete. And to me, the perfect example of that is a guy who approached me over the weekend that I think is a representation for how much better the men are over that bridge. So my experiences, again, with Tampa men, not great. Treat you like the lady of the night. Whereas I'm out in St. Pete, in downtown St. Pete, I'm like, how has it taken us this long to go to downtown St. Pete? Downtown St. Pete feels a little bit like New Orleans and Austin if they had a baby. There's some live music venues. There's some very, like, cute divey spots, some fun bars that, like, specialize in different shots. It's a cool vibe. It is a lot of fun. So we were out there celebrating my brother's engagement. We're day drinking, having a good time. And we go to this bar called Welcome to the Farm. And so think about like any bar you ever went to on Broadway in Nashville. That's what Welcome to the Farm is. There's a live band, there's dancing, it's a good time. And so we're leaving Welcome to the Farm and I'm out with my family and my mom flags me down. She's like, Abby. And I'm ready. I've got the Uber. I'm waiting for the Waymo or whatever. I'm trying to like get out. And she pulls me back into this bar and she pulls me aside and she goes, you will never guess what just happened. This guy just gave me his business card. He says he wants to hit you up. Like he saw you out dancing. He didn't know how to approach you, but he saw me with you. So he decided to approach me and give me his business card.
Is that a turn off for you?
Okay, I was just going to add, let's pause there okay, for just one second. Isn't that a major turn off?
He said hi to me, but then I was like, I was on my way out. But he was so invested in like finding me that he was like, listen, I see that your daughter's running out. Like, can you give her my business card and like tell her to call me if she's down or whatever? My mom's like, well, she doesn't live here, but like, oh, I'll let her know. And of course, my mom is trying to get me trapped in Florida.
Okay,
so she's very invested in this.
And this is a very good looking guy?
He's a good looking guy, yeah. Okay. Tall, brunette. He's my type.
Okay. Average looking guy does the same thing. Is it a major turnoff?
It just depends on the vibe. Like, I think somebody with social confidence has a level of attractiveness that I think can quote unquote compensate for any physical abnormalities.
So it didn't come off as if he was afraid. It just was the timing of it all.
I was running out. I was I had been drinking all day. I was ready to go home. Like I wanted some pizza. I heard there were garlic knots at the house. I was like, I'm ready to go. And also like my feelers are not out because I've had such bad experiences with guys in Tampa and you know, St. Pete is kind of this new experience, but I'm like, whatever. So he gives my mom the business card. I'm like, whatever. And my mom, I guess, had a conversation with him and like told him who I was, my name or whatever. And so he finds me on Instagram and he just sends me like the longest paragraph later that night. And he said, listen, like, I know you live in Atlanta. You look like a bustling career woman. I know that this is probably not the speed bump you're looking for, but like, I just love your vibe and I would love to take you out. And I'm like, even though this is kind of coming on strong, I'm like, this is totally, totally different than my experiences with men in Tampa who have just been like the scum of the earth in the way that they talk to you. I'm like, who do you think I am? Do you think my name is Bonnie Blue? Like, what is happening? And this guy, despite the fact that, you know, he had a little bit of eagerness to him that some people could say is a little bit too strong, the fact that he like put himself out there and he liked what he saw so much that he was willing to put his pride on the line and make a move, talk to my mom, give me the business card, I think says everything about his character and the fact that St. Pete is so much better than Trampa.
This guy is representing an entire city now. Has this happened to you again in St. Pete, or was this the first interaction?
This is the first time, but listen,
It only takes one.
And I think just because we were having such a good day out in St. Pete, and I've been telling my family that like I want to like Tampa. Like, it's not like I'm coming down and wanting to hate the city, but every time I go out, there's just nothing to do. It's just restaurants. There's no places to like go dance. And so we're at St. Pete and we're having this fun day drinking vibe. We're going to all these different bars and, you know, there's all these cute guys out, and then this guy approaches me and is just such a gentleman that I'm like, this is proof that there is some kind of weird juju happening in Tampa that is not the same in St. Pete.
All right. So the obvious follow-up question here is, because you are going back to Florida on our vacation next week, are you linking up with this dude?
No, because I'm going back to Jack's.
How far is it?
It's like 4 hours, and I'm just going for like 24 hours to see my mom and get some stuff done.
Did you at least respond?
Yeah, of course. And for reasons I'm not going to explain on air, just for privacy reasons, I'm not interested. But I did really respect the hustle. I respected the game.
Okay. Gotcha.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.